It's all the files of the whole park. It tells you everything.
Sir, he's uploading the virus.
Eagle One, the package is being delivered.
Hey all, this is Ben Maku here at Cyber and, well, all over the world. Obviously, the coronavirus pandemic is rightfully consuming our reporting and, frankly, our entire lives. And increasingly, there's a ton of coronavirus reporting and content coming at you all day long, which is part of why my colleagues at the Vice Audio team decided to make something a little different. It's called The Distance. It is really more of a daily dispatch, which features super short, first-person stories from all over the world, which lets us all hear inside people's four walls during this time, from their phone memo app on their phone to our ears in most cases. I wanted to drop one of the episodes here in the Cyber feed so you could check it out. It's also, of course, available in all the podcast places. This one gives a taste of internet culture at its best during this global quarantine. Listen, subscribe, share, because what else is going on out there, everyone?
Hey, this is Kate Osborne. I'm the head of audio for Vice. And I'm recording this from my bedroom because that's where I work now. So at Vice Audio, we mostly do long-form documentary storytelling, the kind of stuff that takes us a really long time to do. And we're still working on that stuff, though, from our homes now. But we're also totally consumed by the very same thing everyone else is. And as a news operation, we're working hard to put the most accurate and most useful information in the world every day for you. But we are, and maybe you are too, thinking a lot about how people are coping with all of this. The right thing to do right now is socially distance. But the thing we're all craving is connection. We want to, at very least, hear people if we can't see them. We want people to tell us how they are doing and what they are doing in the midst of all this, even and maybe especially those who don't have the privilege of social distancing. So we thought we would ask and gather those voices on tape. At first, we just thought this is something for us to produce to not go crazy in the midst of this, but we figured other people would want to hear it too. So this is what we have for you, Dispatches from the Distance.
My name is Miguel Fernandez Flores. I work at Vice. And me and my family are just starting to do social distancing in New York City. So on Friday, I got a WhatsApp message that my friend DJ in Madrid, Javi, was going to do a DJ set on YouTube because Madrid is undergoing total lockdown right now and he can't go out.
This is Javi Alvarez from Spain. I'm a DJ and of course I can't go out to make my set. So the other day, I decided to invite a couple of friends and make a 2 hours DJ set in streaming.
So the video is of Javi's living room, his studio. The walls are lined up, of course, with records, but you don't see Javi at first. And the first song is actually from an album, A Field Guide of Bird Songs. So everything you hear is birds.
Page 118, American Crow.
I was really excited because we know how tough it is for people in Madrid, but also because we are going social distancing right now in New York, and my wife and I love his music.
Page 118, Fish Crow.
And then, like 3 minutes into the video, Javi finally appears in a leopard print smoking jacket. And he starts switching up and mixing the set. He's vaping and blowing smoke into the camera. And then he leaves again and puts a total different tune.
Sing me a funny nonsense song, please, Martin.
And then a total different outfit.
As Tommy Snooks and Bessie Brooks were walking out one Sunday.
And then we see what I know is a brief part of his extensive Hawaiian shirts. And he ends up changing his outfit like 6 times.
Is this a nonsense song?
Javi lives in Lavapiés, which is a very beautiful neighborhood in Madrid, which is very cosmopolitan, with people from Africa, from the Middle East, from around Spain, from around the world, always bustling with people. And the idea that he's playing that music to an empty neighborhood where nobody will listen to it because the streets are completely desolate and alone, it's just heartbreaking. It's such a moment of freedom. And then the music finishes, and that's it, and we say goodbye to him, and you come back to planet Earth. At the end, he blows us a little kiss.
This DJ set was a social service. It may seem frivolous, but dance and sharing this experience, it's also an act of health.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.